It's on.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the Emergency Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:54, and it is September 29th, 2021. And good morning to everybody. Clerk, can you do the roll call, please?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker. Congressman Keen.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Reward.
Here. Hey, thank you. This morning, I would like to ask Congressman Tillman if he'd render a prayer.
Thank you, Chair. If you guys would just join me in the prayer of our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Tillman. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes, and you can find those in your calendar invite. They're dated September 27th,
2021. Hey guys, RJ, I don't know if you started yet or not.
Yes, we have Congressman, and we're reviewing the minutes from September 27th, and they're in the invite. Clerk, did we I can't remember. I'm sorry. Did we adjourn at 3:15 p.m.?
Just a second. Let me pull my notes.
Thank you. We may have, because I believe that we recessed until 3. Just wanted you to validate that.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Stabler. Move to approve the minutes of September 27th.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Same.
Okay, thank you, committee. The minutes have been approved. The next item on our agenda is a report from our budget analyst, Jordan Frazier. Jordan, go ahead, please.
Good morning, committee. So far this session, Congress has appropriated $54,098,822 in fiscal year 2022 funds. There remains $8,368,448 in unrestricted fiscal year 2022 tribal revenue available for appropriation. The tribal operating budgets for the executive branch, judicial branch, legislative branch, and minerals council have all been passed. Today, the committee will be considering the non-tribal executive branch operating budget. Public health nursing was inserted in an amendment during a previous committee meeting. Even though you don't see it in the legislation, that'll be fixed in the coming day or so. But it has been amended in, so if you notice that missing, don't worry, we'll get that added into the legislation. There's a grant we've been told is missing from the budget. That's for language A&A. I've been told it's for $82,000. We've requested that budget be submitted multiple times now, and to date we have not received it. Another issue with this bill is the tribal match portion. Ideally, the tribal match would be sourced from the matching grant fund. The language that would be necessary for that, I feel that would be better addressed by legal counsel. But that's really all I have for you today.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. And yes, you're correct on the public health nurse. I think that we could probably address that during engrossment. And the language grant, we received the document. And again, as Jordan mentioned, we've asked for the actual court doc through Mike Roy so that we could include it, but we haven't received it. And with the matching grant, I feel like we have enough money in the revolving fund, and we've talked about this throughout session intensely, and I feel like with the balance that we currently have in that revolving fund, I feel like that required match would be available. I wanted to just bring that up so that we know. We talked about different ways to handle it, but I feel like if Trey disagrees, and I'm sorry, I can't see who's on the call. I'm using my phone. I feel like we'd be okay. Jordan's correct. We thought about adding language to this bill to 2195, but I don't know that it's necessary.
I don't know, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I agree with you. According to Jordan, there's a significant amount of money in the matching grant funds, and so that money has already been appropriated to the fund. Treasurer is authorized to administer the fund. The Supreme Court said that we can't double appropriate money, so we don't authorize it again to go out of the fund. They have the authority to match it, so there's no need to add language to any or to pass a new bill.
Okay, thank you, Trey. I appreciate that guidance. All right, does anybody have any questions for Jordan at this time? Okay, thank you, Jordan. We appreciate you. If not, moving on. Item number 6 is ONCA 2157, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,029,588 to the permanent fund from an additional gaming enterprise deposit and establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, are you on the line?
I am.
Okay, sir. Would you like to go ahead and talk about your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 2157 is equal to the amount of the PPP loan that the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise received. The loan was forgiven. And then that amount was distributed to the nation as an additional gaming revenue. In my belief, somewhat rather unfortunately, that money was essentially spent before we got it. We had a plan for how to spend that money before we knew that we were going to get that money or before the loan was forgiven. And so just a brief history of why this was filed. When the pandemic first had an impact on the nation, we passed ONCA 2034, which made available $8.1 million of the permanent fund for operations for the Osage Nation government. We've placed the $5 million back into the permanent fund that was spent of the $8.1 million, but we've not gone any further. Since then, we've put no additional money back into the permanent fund to plan for, you know, what happens next. What if we're in the unfortunate position to have to tap into that permanent fund again? We thought it would never happen, but we've had to do it at this point. And so I have believed and will always believe that it is prudent to have redundancies for operations built in so that we are able to continue serving the Osage people regardless of what happens to operations. And so that's why I filed ONCA 2157. This was additional money that wasn't part of gaming revenue. It was a loan that was forgiven from the American federal government. This was icing on the cake. And it would have made sense in my mind to put that into our permanent fund and contribute that money for future savings. In hindsight, knowing that that pot of money has been spent, I am working on amendments for this bill to make it more relevant to projected revenue and future savings. I don't have those ready at this time. So my hope is that this bill will stay here. Perhaps in the future, if needed, we can revisit this topic with those amendments in place that would update this bill to bring any expenditures out of projected revenue and place it into the permanent fund out of future revenues. But at this time, in spirit of making this relatively short and sweet and knowing that there will be amendments in the future, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2157 to the call of the chair.
Okay, we have a motion. All right, thank you. Okay, committee, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 I heard two yeses.
Yes.
Committee?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Congressman Potts. I appreciate you joining
thank
the
you,
call.
Madam Chair.
Yes, you're welcome. And I look forward to seeing your amendments. And so maybe we could visit and you can, you know, just let me know when you're prepared and I'll add it to our next agenda, okay?
That sounds like a plan. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Okay, the next item on our agenda is ONCA 21-95, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $40,842,292 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. How does the committee feel with about me still chairing?
It's fine with me.
I'm okay.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, committee. So this bill, as you guys know, is our non-tribal funding, and I have spoke to many of the committee members, you know, throughout session, and I spoke to our vice chair this morning. I've been in contact with the comptroller, Mr. McIntosh. And at this time, as the sponsor, with the comments made by Jordan this morning, there's nothing we can do until we receive the section for the language ANA, and I don't want to hold up this bill. I feel like we got the matching grant, required match taken care of. The public health nurse, I feel like, will be addressed. So, at this time, as the sponsor, I'm ready for a movement to Congress with this bill if the committee agrees.
Chairwoman.
Yes, sir.
I'm in favor of moving this bill as it stands now.
Okay, well, I'm ready for any motion, sir.
I make a motion to report ONCA 2195 to Congress with a do pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Chairwoman, there were no amendments to that bill, correct?
I am going to say that I believe that there were.
Yeah. I withdraw my previous motion.
Okay, go ahead, Congressman Walker.
And restate. Make a motion to report ONCA 2195 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
Okay, thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. And moving on, the next item on our agenda is ONCA 21-97, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated from FY22 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. In discussion, you know, throughout session with everyone, I believe we all understand that we're still awaiting an IDC agreement. I think we're operating off of FY19. In discussion with the comptroller throughout session, I feel that that's something that the Treasury's addressing at this time. And
that's not
I feel comfortable, is it? Excuse me? Hello? Okay. I feel in reviewing these budgets and in the discussions with the comptroller, I feel like I'm ready to move this bill as well to Congress. I feel like this is, you know, a recovery that with the reductions that we've had in the in our tribal appropriation, that they'll be able to manage. And I feel like the controller will be managing this IDC pool, and I feel very good about that. And so at this time, I would entertain any motion to send this to Congress.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Were there amendments?
I don't believe so. We discussed these, of course, in mostly in GovOps. And wait, I think emergency management we may have amended, actually. So if you are ready to move, I think for just to be safe in your motion, I think we also amended the operations budget. If you remember,
it has been amended.
Yeah, so I feel like we should include that language in any motion.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move to report ONCA 21-97 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended. Thank you.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. And before we get to the next item of adjournment, I just want to say thank you to this committee. I've really enjoyed working with everybody during this session and all the hard work, again, that was done in the Committee of Jurisdiction really helped us. And I just want you guys to know I appreciate everyone and everything that you've done. And so with that being said and without objection, I'm willing to move on to the next line or next item, which is adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. And don't forget to email your approval on the committee reports.
Thank you, Chair.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.